God bless you. Be seated. Listen very well. Listen very well. Listen very well, because we are talking of restoration. That is deliverance. If God be for us, who can be against us? Listen. God is not for us because we are praying. That's why I say listen very well. God is not for me because I am preaching. God is not for you because you are a church worker. God is not for you because you pay your offering, you pay your tithe, you give offering. God is for you because you are under a covenant with Him. Oh, hallelujah. And that covenant, He sealed it with the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. If God be for us, how will He be for you? It is only if you are in that secret place of the Most High. He that abideth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Can we read it? Psalm 91 verse 1, 2, 3. Listen, oh. Okay. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I don't need another verse. I don't need another verse. I don't need another verse. Because that verse takes me to Mark chapter 16 and verse 15 and 16. Mark chapter 16. And He said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. Verse 1 of Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Verse 2. Verse 2 of Psalm 91. I will say of the Lord is my what? He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. Can we read it? Verse 3. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. And verse 4. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Verse 5. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day. Verse 6. Nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday, nor for the witches that abide in your compound, nor for the juju men in your compound, nor for all the wickedness, wickedness all around you. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. The church will say, if God be for us, who can be against us? Goliath! Amen. Praise God. God had a covenant with Abraham and his seed that the male children must be circumcised. That is the difference. When he sees you, you claim to be a Jew. There is a sign he will look at if you are circumcised. That's all God is looking at. It's not because you go to the temple and you put your offerings every day. No. It is because you are under a covenant, and your part of that covenant is that you are circumcised. And under that circumcision, Israel is untouchable. And one useless Goliath, deceived by his might. I don't know who your Goliath is. But there is a challenge that David challenged him. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that comes to defy the army of the Lord? Why was he boasting like that? He was sure of the covenant that he is under. If God be for us, who can be against us? Because we are sure we are under that covenant. Hallelujah. How many are under the covenant of the blood of Jesus Christ today? If you are, stand up and shout, blood of Jesus Christ, speak for me. Say it again. Say it again. When you come to Christ, he said you have come to Mount Zion. Hallelujah. When you come to Christ, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22, 23, 24. Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22, 23 and 24. But you are come unto what? Mount Zion. And upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance. Amen. And you have come to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels, the angel of the Lord encamped round about them that fear him. When you come to Christ, you have come to the general assembly and church of the firstborn. And the blood say all firstborn belong to him. When I see the blood, I'll pass over. I am reading. Hallelujah. You have come to the church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God, the judge of all. When you come to Christ, you have come to the spirits of just men made perfect. And verse 24. And you have come to Jesus, the mediator. Oh, glory be to God. Of the new covenant. On the cross, before he gave up the ghost, what did he say? What did he say? And the last supper he took the bread. He ate it. He gave it to them. He said, this is my body that is offered for you. He took the cup and supped. Said, this is the blood of the new covenant. Hallelujah. When you come to Christ, you have come to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. Today, hallelujah, you can say, if God be for us, the certainty that there is a blood that is speaking for us. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. One occultic man that met with Christ, he said when they were using them to destroy the powers of, to destroy Christians and destroy anything that has life, he said that Satan came to him and said that it is because they are destroying them because Jesus drove them away from heaven. Then he said, if Jesus drove you away from heaven, then it means he's stronger than you now. That's how he began to think. Amen. At the mention of that name, what happened? At that name of Jesus, every knee bows in the kingdom of darkness everywhere. If God is for you, who can be against you? If God is for us, that's why I get so surprised when a Christian is afraid of witches and wizards. A Christian is afraid of traveling home because there is one wicked uncle there. Are you in Christ? The Bible says we Christians that claim to be Christians, we are seated somewhere. Where are we seated? With Christ. And where is Christ seated? In heavenly places, far above principalities and powers. Far, far above principalities and power, above all. This Jesus that we call upon, the Bible says, is the head of principalities and powers. He is the head of principalities and powers. Are you juju? my father is your head. Hallelujah. You see why at his name, every knee bows. The safest place for anybody to be is to be in Christ. That is the security we have. We are secured here and hereafter. We have assurance here, we have assurance hereafter. Praise the Lord. The only people that suffer as Christians are people who have one leg in Christ, one leg outside. For me to live is Christ. For me to die is gain. And Apostle Paul made it clear. What shall separate me from the love of God? Nothing. Hallelujah. He said, why? Because he caught the revelation. Eye has not seen. Ear has not heard. Neither is it put in the heart of man to know what God has prepared for us. Hallelujah. When you catch that revelation, you will do everything. Everything to make this heaven. Well, this is the beginning of the year. That's why I've been stressing these things for some time. If this God is going to be for you, then you must be for him. If you want him to confess you, the blood of Jesus, to speak for you in the camp of the enemy, and wherever you're going to look for favor, every day, blood of Jesus speak for me, you must be under that blood. If you are not under the blood, hallelujah, then that blood cannot speak for you. When you come under that blood washes away our sin. All things are passed away. We stand justified before God. The accuser of the brethren, we overcome him by the blood, because the blood washes what is accusing us away. And when he look for it, he cannot see it, for we are a day. They are underneath the blood on the cross of God. Do you understand what this song is saying? The devil will try to accuse you of the nonsense you were doing, and every one of us, plus in fact my own plenty pass your no, some of my own plenty pass my own. The bad things we were doing as unbelievers. And it makes it look as if the things I do, God cannot forgive me. A sister was telling me of one old woman. And when he was telling her about God, he said, forget it. He said, why? And he said, old woman. He said, God is not foolish. Now all the bad things she has done, say she's too far. That is this age now. Then she will come and say, she repents. He said, you think God is foolish? Satan has deceived her that she cannot be saved. As long as you are still alive, that blood can still speak for you. Oh, glory be to God. If you can confess him as your Lord and personal Savior, he knows no age. Oh, glory be to God. That is the meaning of grace. When he tried to remind you the number of abortions you have committed, he tried to remind you of all the abominations you did, even if you killed, even if you were a witch, even if you are an agent of Mami Wata, they send you to come here today, you can still repent. Hallelujah. When you come under that blood, every sin you have ever committed is remitted. And when the accuser of the brethren comes, he will ask you, where are they? They are underneath the blood on the cross of Calvary. As far removed as darkness is from God, in the sea, in the sea of God's forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. Praise God, my sins are gone. They ask me why I'm happy.
So I just tell the world, because
my sins are gone,
my sins are gone. Oh, how well I meet the scoffers who ask me where they are. I say,
my sins
are gone. They are underneath the blood on the cross of
Calvary.
In the sea of forgetfulness, that's good enough for me.
Oh,
praise God, my sins are gone.
They said we should go and preach the gospel. He that believes and is baptized, water baptism is for the remission of your sins. Water baptism is not to make you a member of any church. Water baptism is to bring you under the secret place of the Most High. Then that blood can speak for you. He said, he that believeth and is baptized, two baptisms, water baptism and the baptism of the Holy Ghost, shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from the destruction that is coming upon this world. One of these days, something will happen. This Jesus, they are making caricature of him and even bringing comedians to the altar to play with his name, take his name in vain and make caricature of it. There is a day called the day of the Lord. But before that day comes, there is the day of redemption. There is a day now, the acceptable time. He's gathering a people to take home that we come and possess this earth. When he gather us and keep us up there, then he will come and clean this earth. When he cleanly finish, he will then bring us back here. One of these days, when the saints shall march to heaven, when Jesus
as the leader, marching on one like soldiers, yes, able soldiers, singing and rejoicing, oh, hear the sinner crying.
Hear the cry,
oh,
some people will cry.
Had I known.
We are God.
Marching to joy.
Marching
to join the glorious God.
And a slumbering Christian.
And I know.
Wake up, oh slumber, wake up.
Oh, wake up, slumber.
Wake up, persuading Christian, wake up.
Prepare for his glory.
Oh, yes.
Seeking Jesus the Savior, the cousin of the birth. This time before it's too late, oh, join the Lucas cry.
Message for somebody here. Come to the Savior.
Make no delay.
That's an undertone for somebody.
It is what
he has shown us
away.
He's standing together to say,
he's saying, come to me, come now.
Come now.
If there's anybody here, not giving your life to Christ, you are joking with your eternal destination. Either hell or heaven. If there's anybody here, you go to church and you still live like they live in the world, you are the worst hypocrite on earth. Deceiving yourself. For you are holding a book that is showing you the way. And yet, you are following another way, holding the book. You have no excuse again. And you do that because you have not known who Jesus Christ is. So even now, as we want to close now, tenderly, softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling. How many people is he calling now? If there is anybody here, you may not have this opportunity again. What if you live here now, you go and die? And maybe there is somebody here. You were a Christian before. One reason or the other, you've wandered away. And you want to sing that song.
I've wandered far away from home.
Come and say it at the altar now.
I'm coming home.
Wait. We want to close. I feel that pull. If you have not given your life to Christ, opportunity has come now. You want to serve God now. You want to serve God. And you are here. Come to the altar. That's one. Who else? You know, you are not coming to me. I said come to Christ. So when you kneel down, talk to him. Talk to him. Why shall it profit a man, a woman? You gain everything on earth and you lose your soul. Please kneel down there and talk to God. You know you are not coming to me. Even if there are only two people. Heaven is rejoicing because of one. Two, they're plenty. See them now. There are many. Come to the Savior.
Make no delay. Here in His word, He has shown us a way. In a mist, yeah, in a mist, He is standing to lend us the same.
A country far beyond the starry sky. That's our hope.
There's a city where their neighbor comes tonight.
Yes, sir.
If we are faithful, we shall go there by and by. It's a city where the land is the land.
Hallelujah.
Oh, in the city where the land.
He's the life
of the city where the comets go.
Have a mansion
over there. I will be free from toil again. I am going where the land is the land.
This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through.
My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue.
Talk to God as you kneel down.
Angels wait on me from heaven's open door. I can't
feel at home in this world
anymore.
Oh Lord, you know. Oh Lord, you know.
I am a prayer like me.
Heaven is not my home.
Heaven is not my home.
The angels beckon me.
Oh,
such a crowd.
That gush of love of God. I see the source of that. A wonderful
love. Oh, a wonderful is love. Oh, such love.
Such love. Such love.
Such love. Wondrous love.
Such love.
Such love.
Such wondrous love.
Such wondrous
love. The love of God. I've seen a such as that.
I've seen a such as
that. Wonderful is love.
How wonderful is love. Like this. Such love.
Such love. Such love. Such wondrous. Such love. Such love.
Such wondrous love. Such love, I see that such
wonderful is love.
How wonderful is love. I have found a friend in Jesus.
He's everything to me. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. Lily of the valley,
the lily of the valley.
In him alone I see.
All I need to bless and make me fully whole.
Oh, in sorrow.
In sorrow is my comfort.
In trouble is my faith.
He loves me. Every care on him to roll.
Hallelujah.
He's a lily of the valley.
The bright and morning star.
He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. The love of God
is great and far. That song of man
can never tell.
It goes beyond.
It goes beyond. The highest star.
And reaches to.
And reaches to.
The lowest hell.
The lowest hell.
Can we pray? Lord, your word says, he that cometh unto me, I will no way cast out. I declare over these ones, they long after you, they taste after you. I ask, you are the one that gives the living water. I pray. Let the living water be released to everyone that thirsts and asks for you now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let grace that contacts the spirit of a man and change that spirit to become another man. Let that grace of genuine salvation be a confirmed thing, a reality in your spirit man in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Lord, I pray, redeem them. By faith they have come to you. You paid the price on the cross of Calvary, and you said it is finished and it is settled once and for all. I pray for everyone here that by the blood of the Lamb Jesus, the blood that is sprinkled upon every head here, that no evil blood, no evil pronouncement, no enchantment, no spell, no bewitchment, no worldly spell will be able to catch up with you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Grace will speak for you. Mercy will speak for you. And your life will be an experience of God in you, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
God bless you. Let's put our hands together for our God. Stand up.